Jiří Jiru developed a love for photography from his uncle, the avant-garde Czech photographer Václav Jiru, before studying the discipline in Brussels and working for US publications such as Time and Newsweek. In the course of his career, Jiří Jiru has snapped celebrities ranging from the Bee Gees to Queen Elizabeth II, and spent almost a decade working as President Václav Havel's official photographer. Jiru divides his time between Prague and Brussels, which is where he found himself on August the 21st, 1968.
My mother, when I called her from Brussels, I said, listen, should I come back or should I stay? And she says, well, first you stay where you are. We shall see what's gonna, how it's going to develop here. And just wait and the Russians will move out. So they moved out like 25 years later, so 30 years later, so I stayed there.
Can you tell me a bit about those first years in Brussels when you moved there in 68? How old were you and how was it to settle in?
I don't remember exactly. It's such a long time. I guess I was like around 25 or something. But here I was already a photographer in Prague and I was actually already working for some newspapers as a photographer. So I thought that the transition would go smoothly and then I will continue immediately as a photographer for over there for the newspapers. But it was not so easy as I thought because evidently the French was very bad. I had only a little English. So, but these days the people have been very helpful to the refugees from the East, especially because of the Russian tanks being here. It was a big story. I started to ask for the work around, but it was impossible to get anything. So I thought, well, I'll go to school. So I went to the movie school over there, something like here. They have FAMU over there. They have Lensas. But again, it was in French. It was difficult for me, but little by little I was getting better. But after 2 years, I had to quit, actually 1 year and a half, because I had nothing to eat. So I found a job a little bit degrading for me, because I started to develop the photographs for my competition photographers in some press agency.
You sort of ended up taking photographs for places like Newsweek and Time. What sort of things were you doing for them, and how did you get your big break there?
I just did it the way it's impossible to do today. I just went to the flat of the Time correspondent in within EC, and he received me. And he was there for Time magazine, a special correspondent for European Union, Roger Beardwood. And he started to use me as a freelance for Time within the European Commission. So I was there once a week for all the meetings and this kind of not very creative job, but very well paid, because these days New York paid like 3-4 times more than the European papers.
Can you tell me a bit about coming back to Prague when you first sort of came back, and why you decided after all these years to sort of have a second house here and come and sort of live here at least part-time again?
Well, it was probably the biggest decision of my life after the one that I will stay, I won't come back. I developed the clientele in basically from New York, New York Times, Business Week, Newsweek, People Magazine, all of these big blue chips. They've been my clients, and they also sent me, when it was an anniversary of Russian invasion, 1988. So I was at the Wenceslav Square, and there was really a not enormous manifestation, but still manifestation with the police chasing us and everything. And I was very afraid, because they could put me in prison. Because beside the fact that I was sentenced for 2 years in prison, without my presence here, of course, for the paragraph leaving the country, and it was scary because of these white helmets at night, all Wenceslas Square, all these big trucks putting all the manifestants inside, and I was very, very scared, really.
One future politician who you then went on to photograph quite a lot of was Václav Havel. Can you tell me a bit about working as his personal photographer?
Well, it was this big decision, because when I had the offer to become a personal photographer of President Havel, I was thinking, my God, what am I going to do now? You know? So finally, I made this decision, and I came back to take this job, which was very Hollywood-like, because I had an office at the castle looking at the beautiful Prague, looking from the window. It was unbelievable. Trouble is that they said, well, we don't have a budget for this. And I said, well, money is not really important now, because I could make the money selling the pictures to my clients abroad. So they gave me a salary of $200 a month. But I said, yes, well, why not?
You come from a family of photographers. You've said yourself in the past that you've sort of been shocked when you see sometimes the similarities between your uncle Václav's photographs and your own. But you studied photography formally in Brussels. There are so many very high standard, very famous Czech photographers. Would you say that you are part of that sort of tradition?
Photography was basically a family business. My uncle was avant-garde photographer before the war and after the war. He was actually even 5 years in Dachau, and that's why also he couldn't photograph for 5 years. But when he came back after the war, he created the photography magazine, which was a quarterly, and I was helping him already while I was in Prague still, helping him with it a little bit, but I was young, I was around 20. But he helped me a lot. He taught me, actually. And I hold his flash and carrying his bags around, and then he let me even develop his photos, and he made about 11 photo books. But now it all disappeared. I came back, my aunt was dead, he was dead, and the whole archive disappeared to different places. One of them is National Museum Archive. So it took me also some 1 year before they let me go to look at it and to get some copies out of it. That's why I made a big exhibition here, two generation photographers. And, it was quite a bit of success.
It seems like throughout your career, you've taken a great deal of very different sort of photographs. I mean, I saw downstairs, you've got one of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think on the Vltava River, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. You've taken a lot, you've taken photos of the Bee Gees, you've taken sort of photos of European politicians and lots of sort of more portrait style photos of women. Is there a particular series or epoch that you're particularly happy with?
Well, it was a project about USSR, actually, because 1987, People magazine decided they're going to make a special issue, which will be called People Goes to Russia. And we have been a group of journalists, and I was a photographer sent there. I was also afraid to go there, even having Belgian passport. It was during the time of perestroika of Gorbachev. So in 6 weeks in whole Soviet Union then, and it was the biggest work I ever done. Then I made a book out of it, actually. It's right here. I called it Photostroika, like Perestroika. So, but it was a really the most interesting work I had, because you wake up in the morning and you live in Russia for 6 weeks. It's amazing.
When he isn't in Brussels, Jiří Jiru can often be found in his Prague gallery on Jaromírova Street in the capital's Nuslej district. Pay it a visit to see the aforementioned picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger afloat on the Vltava and much more from the photographer's portfolio.